Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near a plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who was saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in them a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'In 4 months the harvest will be here'? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
This gospel, like many others, can have two different directions to come at it from, depending upon what our individual needs are and where we're at in life and what we need to hear. But this one, probably more than any other, actually is good for us in that we usually always need both of these approaches to fully understand where God is at in our lives and what's expected of us from our lives. Notice how Jesus deals with this Samaritan woman at the well. In spite of any sinfulness and brokenness that she may have had, he doesn't dismiss her, he doesn't walk away, and in fact, in the midst of all of this, the one thing that is crystal clear is he continues to love her totally. He knows everything about her. He knows her deepest secrets, her biggest shames, her greatest fears. And all he does is continue to reach out with love. Now, for each one of us, that's a pretty powerful thing to understand. That those things that we hold so close, that we are so ashamed of, that we would be mortified if anybody else knew about us, we can already rest assured that God already knows and loves us anyway, in spite of ourselves. And simply asks one thing of us, that we trust enough to surrender to that love, and that's where we find living water. Now, the other end of the story, the one that most of us need as well, myself for certain, is that it reminds us to stop judging others. Because it would have been easy for Jesus' disciples to, one, come up there and say, "What in the world, a Samaritan? They're not even part of God's plan. We can ignore them." Let alone knowing her personal story and sitting in judgment over her. Yet, they see their teacher, their rabbi, their Christ, who instead of walking away from her and dismissing her, gives her 100% complete attention and love. Well, if Jesus can do that for her, then so must we. Now flip that back around one more time, and that completes the good news for us. Because the only one who can truly judge us is Jesus. And he's the one that loves us no matter what. And just again asks us to trust in his power to heal and to save us. The church proclaims this reading each year on this, the first scrutiny, where those people who are preparing to join with us fully at the Eucharistic table hear that profound message of good news, that God's love is complete and total, But the expectation for us is that we look at each other with that same love that's offered us.